January 15th, Job 40 through 42. The scriptures quoted are from the Net Bible, netbible.com, copyright 1996-2019, used with permission from Biblical Studies Press LLC. All rights reserved. Job chapter 40. Then the Lord answered Job, "Will the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? Let the person who accuses God give him an answer." Then Job answered the Lord, "Indeed, I am completely unworthy. How could I reply to you? I put my hand over my mouth to silence myself. I have spoken once, but I cannot answer, twice, but I will say no more." Then the Lord answered Job from the whirlwind, "Get ready for a difficult task like a man. I will question you, and you will inform me. Would you indeed annul my justice? Would you declare me guilty so that you might be right? Do you have an arm as powerful as God's, and can you thunder with a voice like his? Adorn yourself, then, with majesty and excellency, and clothe yourself with glory and honor. Scatter abroad the abundance of your anger. Look at every proud man and bring him low. Look at every proud man and abase him. Crush the wicked on the spot. Hide them in the dust together. Imprison them in the grave. Then I myself will acknowledge to you that your own right hand can save you. Look now at Behemoth, which I made as I made you. It eats grass like the ox. Look at its strength in its loins, and its power in the muscles of its belly. It makes its tail stiff like a cedar. The sinews of its thighs are tightly wound. Its bones are tubes of bronze, its limbs like bars of iron. It ranks first among the works of God. The one who made it has furnished it with a sword. For the hills bring it food, where all the wild animals play. Under the lotus trees it lies, in the secrecy of the reeds in the marsh. The lotus trees conceal it in their shadow. The poplars by the stream conceal it. If the river rages, it is not disturbed. It is secure, though the Jordan should surge up to its mouth. Can anyone catch it by its eyes or pierce its nose with a snare? Job chapter 41. Can you pull in Leviathan with a hook and tie down its tongue with a rope? Can you put a cord through its nose or pierce its jaw with a hook? Will it make numerous supplications to you? Will it speak to you with tender words? Will it make a pact with you so you could take it as your slave for life? Can you play with it like a bird or tie it on a leash for your girls? Will partners bargain for it? Will they divide it up among the merchants? Can you fill its hide with harpoons or its head with fishing spears? If you lay your hand on it, you will remember the fight, and you will never do it again. See, his expectation is wrong. He is laid low even at the sight of it. Is it not fierce when it is awakened? Who is he, then, who can stand before it? Who has confronted me that I should repay? Everything under heaven belongs to me. I will not keep silent about its limbs and the extent of its might and the grace of its arrangement. Who can uncover its outer covering? Who can penetrate to the inside of its armor? Who can open the doors of its mouth? Its teeth all around are fearsome. Its back has rows of shields, shut up closely together as with a seal. Each one is so close to the next that no air can come between them. They lock tightly together, one to the next. They cling together and cannot be separated. Its snorting throws out flashes of light. Its eyes are like the red glow of dawn. Out of its mouth go flames. Sparks of fire shoot forth. Smoke streams from its nostrils as from a boiling pot over burning rushes. Its breath sets coals ablaze and a flame shoots from its mouth. Strength lodges in its neck and despair runs before it. The folds of its flesh are tightly joined. They are firm on it, immovable. Its heart is hard as rock, hard as a lower millstone. When it rises up, the mighty are terrified. At its thrashing about, they withdraw. Whoever strikes it with a sword will have no effect, nor with the spear, arrow, or dart. It regards iron as straw and bronze as rotten wood. Arrows do not make it flee. Slingstones become like chaff to it. A club is counted as a piece of straw. It laughs at the rattling of the lance. Its underparts are the sharp points of potsherds. It leaves its mark in the mud like a threshing sledge. It makes the deep boil like a cauldron and stirs up the sea like a pot of ointment. It leaves a glistening wake behind it. One would think the deep had a head of white hair. The likes of it is not on earth, a creature without fear. It looks on every haughty being. It is king over all that are proud. Job chapter 42. Then Job answered the Lord, "I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. You asked, Who is this who darkens counsel without knowledge? But I have declared without understanding things too wonderful for me to know. You said, pay attention, and I will speak, I will question you, and you will answer me. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye has seen you, therefore I despise myself, and I repent in dust and ashes. After the Lord had spoken these things to Job, he said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my anger is stirred up against you and your two friends, because you have not spoken about me what is right, as my servant Job has. So now take 7 bulls and 7 rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer a burnt offering for yourselves. And my servant Job will intercede for you, and I will respect him, so that I do not deal with you according to your folly, because you have not spoken about me what is right, as my servant Job has. So they went, Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, and did just as the Lord had told them, and the Lord had respect for Job. So the Lord restored what Job had lost after he prayed for his friends, and the Lord doubled all that had belonged to Job. So they came to him, all his brothers and sisters, and all who had known him before, and they dined with him in his house. They comforted him and consoled him for all the trouble the Lord had brought on him, and each one gave him a piece of silver and a gold ring. So the Lord blessed the second part of Job's life more than the first. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. And he also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. The first daughter he named Jemima, the second Keziah, and the third Karen Hapuch. Nowhere in all the land could women be found who were as beautiful as Job's daughters, and their father granted them an inheritance alongside their brothers. After this, Job lived 140 years. He saw his children and their children to the 4th generation, and so Job died, old and full of days.